speak of it, or what was our homework?
Both things. Both.
Let's go to that. That in the time bits of Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we should think of the Eser Makos and Kriyas Yam Suf. Try and really use the imagination. And we discussed trying to bring in from the Ischaskas from Pesach into the Avodah of the Sfira. So we said that we would each say a Perek of Tehillim and give a personal Tefillah to Hashem, I guess their own words, to know, to have clarity what we should be doing, have sensitivity to what we should be sensitive to working on during this time. I think that was it.
Well done.
I'm very impressed. Very impressed.
Very well done.
No, so Daniil asked whether we go around and ask people how we did during the week. So I think Daniil did such a nice job explaining. I think he should be first to explain how well he did during the week.
Remind me of your name before my
Daniil. Daniil Frentzman.
So, would you like to communicate with us how the went?
Okay, so I'll say it like this. I did do it every day until Shabbos. I think Shabbos I got distracted, there was a lot going on, and Shabbos I lost it a bit. But until then I was doing it, and I said Perek Chafei, which I, Perek Tehillim that I connect with. And after that I would give a personal tefillah that, you know, Hashem should give me the to know, like, what my avodah is right now, where I am right now. What Hashem wants for me in my matzah that I'm in now. I should have the, you know, clarity to know what it is and the koyach to do it. And I think it was helpful. I definitely felt a little bit more siyat d'shamaya in the particular thing I was working on this week.
So, I mean, this thing about the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Makos, we've been working on this for years already, and that one of the frustrations I have is that I'm saying Kriyat Shema slow enough so that by the time I get to the last paragraph, basically the chazan is done, he's already moving on, and then it's a little frustrating that I don't have enough time. But it's really ingrained. It's not just the Eser Makos, because the Rav also talked about like the four or five things, the last few words, and that Kriyas Yam Suf and the Shechina, and you know, the Man of Be'er Mary. But the Baruch Hashem, I mean, I try every day to really focus on that. The Tefillah, and I was more successful certain days. Actually, seen her doing the Tefillah other days. But I noticed there were a couple times during the week where I mamish had opportunities that I wasn't expecting about changing some of the my Vodas Hashem. And I found that the Tefillah, the fact that we're working this week, dafka on that, kind of propelled me to move in a direction I think is the right, more learning and more. So I seem to have this Yad Lishmai.
I just want to, you said something probably to Daniel that's puzzling. I wouldn't want to go through it now, but we never will do it for you. I shared with them a technique that I thought myself that in order to, in the time, going through the Eser Makos, and we're kind of the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so I gave him an idea of how to anchor down the Eser Makos to the words of an idea of how to anchor it down to those things. So that's what he's referring to. Did you ever, share that with you? We'll do it 1 week, okay?
This whole year, actually, all the way back to Sukkot, I've been reading Tehillim Mem Tet every day, and making sure I don't, not always every day get it in, but 5 to 6 times a week, I'm pretty consistent with it. So that's been my sort of anchor Tehillim for the course of the year. I was much more remembering to make a special tefillah for what is it that I should be doing, what is my role, what is, where do I fit in, what is my whole essence there for the first part of the week. I must admit that it tended to peter out and I forgot as the week went on.
I mean, the difficulty with this type of kubdis is that it's not anchored down to anything specific, you know, so it makes it difficult, like it's just, the best etzah that I have for it is that maybe you can integrate it into your own schedule, you know, like let's say you try to do it after mincha, or after shacharis, or before lunch, or you know, that you try to do it, even though it's not really tied up with any part during the day, but it's just nowhere, you know. So sometimes that makes it difficult to remember to do it during the day. Yeah, okay, Rabbi Isai, today, with your permission, I would like to suggest that we should again continue, you know, with these guests. Right? I think I don't know if any of you have noticed it, like even the last parshas, which is deal with so many mitzvahs, right? The panorama of mamash, so many mitzvahs, different mitzvahs you can see over and over again, like you mentioned. You'll say kids to the earth and try again you see it and try and you see that it's clear that the Baruch Hashem wants us to be connected with the Yetzias Mitzrayim over and over again. Did you notice it in the parashas?
Yeah.
Now Avodah over here, that we're trying to, you know, to be connected with it. So now in the parashas, when it says it, because sometimes, you know, people aren't so sensitive. You know, like, okay, it says it again. But to us, that we're, you know, that we have an awareness of the priority of its importance. So when it's mentioned in the parashas again and again, the this mitzvah, that mitzvah, you know, by Shemitah, I think it's mentioned again. But let's do it Shemitah. Look in the parashas how often it's mentioned in conjunction with so many different things that the Baruch Hashem, you know, wants us to be connected with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, wants an avodah that we feel be connected. I just want to mention also a word of caution, we speak about connecting with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, there should be a motivation, you know, for the Baruch Hashem, it should be an inspiration, motivation. So, like, I just want to say that, let's say you're Mekayim this Inyan, and when you're doing the Mitzvah Daraisa of Zichias Yetzias Mitzrayim, Taka integrate Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Makis. It doesn't necessarily mean that you should feel uplifted on the spot and get that inspiration and now you should feel, you know, like a malach with wings ready to take off because you integrated the market. Sometimes it can have that effect that it inspires you and you feel, you know, like very connected with the Baruch Shalom. But even if you don't feel that inspiration on the spot, you just see Mekayim. I think that the mitzvah itself, as the Chiyuv of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I mean, that's what it means when you say you have a mitzvah deraisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean just to remember those words, Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we walked out of Mitzrayim. I think when the kavana of the Torah, they gave us the mitzvah to remember. not the fact that we went out, it's when how we went out, that the Gilui is Makolish Baruch Hu. Makolish Baruch Hu made the greatest Gilui, made the demonstration of Hashem Hu Elokim, the Malchus Shemayim. That's what it means. It doesn't mean just that we walked out of Mitzrayim, we went past, you know, the Gvul. So the bare minimum, if when you say in the kind of mitzvah of the Kriyas Yisrael, that you think about the Makkos and the Kriyas Yam Suf, so you're doing a mitzvah, even if you don't feel on the spot inspired or motivated, right? That's the bare minimum. I think that you the kind of mitzvah kitzurosa. It's a pellet to me, like Chassid Shalom, I don't want to make, you know, the kitzur on Klal Yisrael, but it's a pellet to me, you know, that how people think that the kind of mitzvah, the Kriyas Yam Suf, just they're saying those words, and the Hashem Hashem HaMashiach would say yes, and the Hashem Yisrael, like, is that a kiyum of the Zechira, Yisrael Yisrael, but just by saying those words, and thinking of the translation of Yisrael Yisrael, I'm sure that the Kavana is that issue, that when you say those words, as you see, it means how Hashem took us out. So the bare minimum is that you Mekayim, I think the mitzvah really to Rosh. But besides that, the fact that you try to connect with the Bnei Shalom and with the mitzvah by thinking about the Malchus Shemayim that was demonstrated in the Makkos, and you try to visualize them, you know, how much time that you have allotted to yourself. So even if you don't feel inspired at the spot, and there's no subject that the Bnei Shalom has nachas ruach, that you're trying to connect with him through the Makkos, and if you don't have it on the spot, so it'll be a day later, a week later, a month later. But there's no question that the Bnei Shalom is going to repay you for your efforts of trying to connect with him through the Makkos, and you'll get some, you know, inspiration and a Shemayim, not necessarily on the spot, but it, you know, the Bnei Shalom is Makir, that you're trying to connect with him, trying to feel, you know, the Malchus Shemayim, the efforts of trying to, you know, connect with the Makkos. There's no question that the Bnei Shalom will reciprocate, maybe in an hour, maybe in a day, maybe in a month, but for sure that there's going to be some reciprocation. Okay, Rabbi Say, so that's the what I wanted to talk about today. Beth Hashem, our main order for today. It's a pella awesome. I'm sure, you know, the other man that you've given this thought, it's a really, really, really mamish a pella that you know, today, this Lag BaOmer that we have today, such a unusual thing that. The Yoreh Tzedek of a Tana, look at Shimon ben Yochai, Tana, one of the Tanoim, right? So that Tana was nifter, you know, Lag BaOmer, and such an eitzik is made in Klal Yisrael, you know. I mean, today it's a scramble. I think it's probably all Kedushas Yisrael, you know, but all the classes, you know, you have the Sfaradim. And you have the Hasidim, and even by the literature today, I think it's recognized as, you know, as you see that in the Ramah races, we don't say it's not known, it's become a yantiv. I mean, Olam should know, somebody say that, in many, many communities all over the world, for hundreds of years, you know, it's been, you know, celebrated in a very, I have a sefer on Swiss Oime, you know, he brings down, you know, Mamish from India and Bombay, all over the world, you know, for some communities for hundreds of years, like they've celebrated. So, you know, it's a very interesting question. In Klal Yisrael, we don't have like new things, you know. We're very, how should you say, machbed in Klal Yisrael, that things are, you know, we don't put in new things, you know.
we don't innovate.
Right. That's the right word, you know. And here, like, you see, this thing become like a yantar, almost a yantar. The lighting of the campfire, you know, like it's not a positive thing. You know, it's like Kabbalah, Shiloh Teshuvah talk about it, you know, that it's becoming very, very serious, you know, the burning of this clothing, and, you know, some very, very serious business in Israel, you know, like it's a hella gadol, you know, that such a thing, you know, like maybe other different kind of groups, maybe, you know, that's to show them in a different sex they have, different groups of people, you know, different ways. It's called Chatzashom, Chatzashom, I don't even want to mention the name, but they have all kinds of new things. But Klai Yisrael, by the way, Moshe, did you turn it on?
I did.
Get it on? Okay,
good thing.
I don't know how it works.
It's recording.
Good, okay. But so it's Mamash, Tala Otsum, that in Eretz Israel, and the extent of it and the broadness of how it's accepted and it's observed, and even Chutzlar all over, it's a pella to get back. So it's a pella, you know, that such a thing, you know, like there must be some Gevaldik HaShkoch HaProtis, you know, that Yontif came out, you know, from nothing, from the earth side of a Tana, you know. It really is like a tremendous Tana of Rezan. So I was thinking, you know, we were asking that there should be such a thing like that, and Christ, especially if it's so makbid, that there shouldn't be anything like that. You have Sukkot, you have a Pesach, you have a Shavuot, you have a Kippur, you have a Rosh Hashanah, you have like another, like a Yontif, like Lag BaOmer. Really, it's, you know, there must be something, some reason that we can. I was thinking, I wish that maybe we can understand it, you know, that. The truth is, Rabbi Yisrael, you hear in Moshe that the second we wake up in the morning till we go to sleep, there's only one thing that we have in mind. Only one thing you have in mind, the Bana Shalala. Right? Our whole life, there's only one thing, Bana Shalala. You know, besides like our brachas all day, take a glass of water, Shach, Brachato Hashem, we daven our mitzvahs. Who are we doing the mitzvahs for? Besides, of course, the davening, we're davening to Hashem. But from the second that we wake up till we go to sleep at night time, it's only one thing, the Bana Shalalam, right? We're only living for Hashem. The whole purpose of life is only to serve Hashem. Right? Nothing else. We have nothing else in life. Only Hashem and serving Hashem. Not like the pshat is that, you know, we have our life, and you know, you have to work, whatever we do, we have to work, take care of our body, we have a thing to do, and then a major part of our life is the Bana Shalom. You know, like, and especially because we're religious, we're Haredim, we take Torah seriously, so it's more of a major part of our life than other people. Other people, it's more of a minor part. Like us, it's the major part of our life. That's not the pshat, that's the major part of our life. It's the only life. It's not, you know, the most important thing in our life. There's nothing else in our life. It's our life, period. From the second that we open our eyes in the morning till we fall asleep at night time, it's only Hashem. There's nothing else that we have in life, nothing else we have in the world. It's not the major part. It's not the important. It's not the priority. There's nothing else in our life besides Hashem, you know, that we serve Hashem. So, basically, this here with Moshe, this is Bana Shalom, that it's the only thing we have in our life. What do we know of Hashem? What do we know of Hashem? The Musar, the concept we have of the Baruch Shalom, that we relate to Him, we talk to Him, and we serve Him. Who is this Bari Olam that we serve? That's our whole life. Who is that Bari Olam? Who is He? And what do we know about Him? So, I mean, we don't know very, very much about Him. I guess maybe the Mekubalim, people that understand, study Elokus, they probably have maybe more of a deep insight, but we ourselves, are limited in how much we know about the Baruch Shalom. But whatever we know about Him, that we talk to Him, and we do the mitzvahs, whatever the mitzvah, whatever the concept we have, like, where does it come from? It comes from, first of all, our parents. If we were lucky, that parents should give us some concept of the Baruch Shalom, and if not, the parents, our Rebbeim, in Cheder, or in high school, in Gedolah, Yishiv Ketana. And then in Yishiv Gedolah, we have Rebbeim, we had Mashkichim. They're taught us about the Baruch Shalom. Where do they get it from? Where do they get it from? They get it from, Sforim, like Nebuchadnezzar, Sefer HaTanya. These kind of Sforim, they discuss Elokus. Right? They glean it from Sforim that talk about Hashem. That either directly to these forum or indirectly to these forum, and these forum that talk about Hashem, where do they get it from? So you see, the Nevi'im or the Sefer HaTanya, like every other paragraph, every other nidon, they're quoting from the Kitzur Arizal. So most of the Chacham Hashem comes from the Kitzur Arizal. And Arizal gets it, everything from the Kimat, everything from the Zohar Kodosh, right? So it comes out, we say, and what's the Zohar Kodosh? That's from Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So it comes out that we say our whole life is only one thing, the Baruch Shalom. The Baruch Shalom we got from our teachers, from our Rebbeim. Glean it from the forum that talk about the Baruch Shalom, that they get it from these forums that deal with it, that they get that are based on the upon their Arizal, Kitzur Arizal, which is based on the Zohar Kodesh, which comes from Reb Shimon. So it comes out that our whole life is the Baruch Shalom, that Reb Shimon ben Yochai gave us the Baruch Shalom. You don't realize that. You don't realize that. Reb Shimon, you gave us Hashem. You gave us the Baruch Shalom. The Musa, the concept of the Lakut that we have today, that we're walking around with, how great it is, how vast it is, or how limited it is, whatever it is, it really, when you think about it, it really stems from the Zohar Kodesh, which is from Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So it comes out that the Hashgacha Prati is like our whole Yiddishkeit, our whole observance of the Torah, and connection with the Baruch Shalom, that we talk to Him, we daven to Him, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shakol Miyabil Boroi, and whatever Musa we have of the Baruch Shalom, Elokus, every person would be what we absorbed and what we heard, and we made it a part of us, we integrated it into ourselves, that we listen to Hashem and we try to be loyal to Him and do His ratzon. So that's the Baruch Shalom was given to us by Shimon. So it could be that Gevaldik Hashgacha from Hashemayim, that just as the Gevaldik Hashgacha that in Hashemayim that He, He's responsible for fulfillment of the Torah today. So, Menei Shemayim that came out, like, we make such a big asik about Him, because it's befitting to Him, it's coming to Him. It's just that Hashgacha Prati is, it wasn't planned this way, but it came out through Hashgacha Prati is that such a major, important part of our life is because of Him. So, it came out in Hashgacha Prati is that the Klal Yisrael, respects trust him and admires him and gives him that covenant. All Klal Yisrael, you know, it's very matim, such a, you know, thing. So, but I wanted to suggest, I'll open the mic to, you know, for the week. Is that, first of all, we should, again, I would say, it's very difficult, these Ubdis, because they're untangible, and not, you know, so that you have, in order to do it, you have to try to, you have to try yourself to work it out in your day in a way that you shouldn't forget to do it, you know, to anchor it down to something. But I want to suggest that we say that, first of all, we should spend a few minutes during the day, just thinking about the Bnei Shalom. Thinking about the Bnei Shalom, connecting with them, thinking about Bnei Shalom, you know, I know you're there, and I want to connect myself with you. Just think about you. I love you. I love you, Hashem. Hashem, I love you. You love me. And I just want to be connected with you. We should spend a few moments just connecting ourselves just with the Bnei Shalom. That's an honor of Reb Shimon and the Avodah that he, this gift that he, that because of him we have this connection with the Bnei Shalom. So we should talk about Mechazik, you know, just this connection with Hashem, right? And also, if we have, we should set aside, you know, a little bit of time every day that we should be able to try to learn one of these forms. I know maybe whether we could learn it, you know, the Nefesh HaChayim. Did you ever try learning Nefesh HaChayim? Maybe it's beyond
me in English.
Okay, yeah. Well, you have it in English.
Part of it. But then when it gets very Kabbalistic, it says, this is not amenable to translation.
No, but it's like, especially the Haggos, not the Haggos. Well, you have to learn the Haggos. Just, if you have it in English, that's good. No, I mean, you can learn it, you can read it in the Hebrew, in the original, and then read the English also together, you know. But, did you ever try learning it?
Just parts of it, yeah. But not the whole thing.
I've learned the whole thing. Just from the beginning. Just from the beginning, you know, like some of the Yesodis. Did you ever try learning it?
Yeah.
Okay, Rabbi, that's for me.
And is there just contemplating the greatness of the Prabhu?
No, just whoever concept, an idea that you have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who he is, that you talk to him and you do his mitzvahs, so just think about him, just directly, just thinking about the Bnei Shalom, yourself and Hashem. Just think, you and I, Hashem. Just think about Hashem, that's all, you know, straight Hashem. And you can think in your mind, Hashem, that I love you, I think of you. Just, you know, just you and Hashem, just connect yourself with directly with the Bari Olam, you know, and you can also, you know, after you do that, you can also say the tefillah that we said last week, the Bakasha, the Bari Olam, that you should be zeichet to do his ratzon, right? But once you connect with Hashem, so should be inspired, you have this feeling, a yearning, that you're thinking Hashem, you're connecting yourself to Hashem, so now you want to, you know, you have a yearning that you should want to fulfill this ratzon, because you're connected with Him. But that's not the main ubda, it's just the week, it's just to connect yourself with Hashem. Last week the main ubda was this tefillah, that you want to, you know, Bakasha, to do his ratzon. That was the main ubda. This week, you can say that tefillah also, but as a starting thing, after you think, connect with Hashem, think of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just stand up, that's the ubda, connect with Hashem. So, it's befitting, afterwards, like, to have this tefillah, Hashem, after you think of Hashem, that I want to do your ratzon. Okay, Rabbi Tzang. Right? Okay. You have a tzlocha. The first of the Shimon Yotoy, Rabbi Tzang. Even though we don't know all the Kabbalah and all the things, but it's a very big day. We're trying to connect with him and his, what he did for us. That the truth there, we should take care of this Tishmaya, that we should be Zeicher to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. We should be among the few in this dark time before Mashiach, to be the selected few that are Zeicher to really do the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem should open up our eyes, and you shouldn't be mistaken. Right? Okay. Bracha v'atzlocha, Rabbi Tzang.